Welcome to White Paper World, the podcast that helps B2B writers and marketers get better results from your white papers. Number 39, March 22nd, 2024. Another useful article for B2B writers from Gordon Graham at thatwhitepaperguy.com. Quick tip, here's how to handle LSD. No, this isn't advice on avoiding bad trips. This is about writing numbers crisply and clearly. And to do that, you need to understand how to find the least significant digit. One of my pet peeves is false precision, a number that suggests way more accuracy than it can possibly convey. Suppose a company reports on a survey of 3,000 people like this.
And 53.17% of respondents agree you can't trust anything you find online.
But listen, 53.17% of 3,000 people equals 1,595.1 people. That can't be. What is 0.1 of a person? So they botched the LSD and stated an impossibly overprecise figure. So which number should you use? Well, to avoid false precision, drop anything past the least significant digit. In other words, use the fewest possible digits to convey a number as precisely as you need. So a better way to report that number is to say,
and 53% of respondents agree you can't trust anything you find online.
Even better, use both words and numbers.
More than half the respondents, bracket 53%, bracket, agree you can't trust anything you find online. See how that works?
So how do you know which digits are significant? Well, that's all about the context. For instance, say you drive to a meeting. If someone asks how far you drove, you probably say, oh, about 40 miles. So in casual conversation, you round a trip to the closest 10 miles. The LSD is the 4 in 40. But when you fill in your expense report, you write 43 miles. To get all the credit you can, you use more precision. So the LSD becomes the 3 in 43. Your trip odometer says you drove 43.27 miles. Very few people care about 0.27 of a mile. But in a measuring instrument like an odometer, we expect the maximum precision. When reporting numbers in a white paper, blend them into the narrative so your reader doesn't have to stop to think about them. I often give an approximation in words and then show the number after, like this.
Almost 3 out of 4, bracket 73%. More than 4 out of 5, bracket 86%.
White paper readers are busy. They've taken precious time to read your work. So it's worth taking a bit of your time to make sure your numbers are crisp, clear, and easy to handle. White papers and the Greek gods. In ancient Greece, tales of the gods served to inspire, caution, and educate mortals. Today, these legends can guide us to create white papers that ascend to the heights of Mount Olympus. Here are 5 tips on how these timeless gods and goddesses can inspire us to create more effective long-form content. White Papers and Greek Gods 1. Plan your paper wisely. Athena was the Greek goddess of wisdom and strategy. Every move she made was deliberate. Every piece of advice she gave was insightful. Her animal symbol was a fitting choice, the wise owl. Among her many gifts to humanity was the olive tree. No wonder they named a whole city after her, Athens. Like Athena crafting a strategy, you must plan your white paper thoughtfully. Make sure that you consider your audience. Plan your argument step by step. Give strong evidence for every claim. Just as Athena would lay out a masterful plan, make sure your white paper resonates with purpose and authority. White Papers and Greek Gods 2. Don't build a maze no one can escape. Remember the story of Daedalus and the labyrinth? Here's a quick refresher. The king of Crete asked gifted architect Daedalus to build an insolvable labyrinth to imprison a half-man, half-bull Minotaur. Eventually, the hero Theseus determined to beat the maze and kill the Minotaur. He unspooled a red ball of yarn as he went, killed the beast, and followed the thread back out of the maze. What does this have to do with white papers? Navigating a maze requires a clear path an explorer can follow. By the same token, a white paper requires a clear argument a reader can follow. Just as Theseus needed his red yarn, your readers need a clear line through your narrative. Make sure that you preview your main ideas at the start. Define any new terms clearly. Use headings and subheadings as guideposts. And repeat the key findings at the end. All these hints will help any reader easily follow your argument and emerge with the conclusion you want them to reach. White papers and Greek gods 3 blend many elements into an effective whole. You remember Apollo, who drove a fiery chariot, the sun, across the sky from dawn to dusk? Did you know he had a side gig as the god of music and poetry? Apollo had the gift of blending different elements into a pleasing presentation. Consider how an opera blends several different mediums: music, lyrics, voice, costumes, sets, lighting, and wraps them all up into a spectacle. In the same way, your white paper must blend text, visuals, facts, rhetoric, and design into a harmonious whole. In particular, you must develop a good mix of text and visuals. Include bullets, pull quotes, subheads, tables. Introduce, develop, and sum up your key ideas. This way, your white paper will bring together many different elements to engage and enchant your readers. White papers in Greek gods 4 deliver the message swiftly. Hermes was the messenger of the gods, known for the wings on his feet and his helmet. He can inspire us with his amazing speed, and he's still with us today as a superhero, the Flash. Remember, your goal is not to make people read a long paper right to the end. Your goal is to deliver a clear message to exactly the right recipient. That means you must make your writing concise, avoid meandering into unnecessary details, and deliver the key messages quickly and precisely. Let Hermes inspire you to write in a crisp style that gets the message across with no wasted words. White papers in Greek gods 5 give readers a flash of insight. As the king of the Olympians, Zeus ruled over the entire realm, his might symbolized by his powerful bolts of lightning. And just like a bolt from Zeus, your white paper must land with precision and illuminate your ideas. In particular, you must strive to tell a unique story, not just Me Too ideas. Shine fresh light on confusing topics and build toward a flash of enlightenment. Just like a strike of lightning, your white paper should transform a reader's understanding of the topic and leave a lasting impression. Greek mythology can inspire us today to write effective white papers. From the careful strategy of Athena to the flash of insight from Zeus, each myth can provide a powerful lesson for long-form content. By integrating these insights from the ancients, professional writers today can elevate our white papers to make them truly memorable. As you apply these timeless principles, may your white papers resonate with the wisdom, harmony, and enlightenment of the Greek gods. March book winner, Erica Vega. Last month, I asked subscribers to send in shoddy statistics. Among the readers I heard from was Erica Vega, this month's book winner. I met Erica when she signed up for a white paper program I taught through AWAI. She caught my attention with her quick grasp of the material and all-around lively and accomplished writing. Since then, Erica has been on an eventful journey. After building a thriving freelance business near Chicago, Erica had to deal with the loss of 2 family members, her stillborn daughter and her mother. Grief takes so much work, she says, and I just didn't have the energy to work one-on-one with so many people.
So she stepped back from dealing with clients to become a full-time copywriter for a property and casualty insurance company based in Illinois. Today, Erica writes both B2B for insurance agents and B2C for customers. Working remotely, she appreciates her company's enlightened management. "I really could not have asked for a better situation," she says. She enjoys the stability of full-time work, plus the variety of many different projects. She writes blogs, emails, newsletters, scripts, templates, web pages, and anything else that comes up. And while she's happy with her job, Erica isn't one to sit still. As a side project, she's starting a money-making website to help people like tarot card readers and Reiki teachers build their businesses. She's been drawn to this world all her life. And she recently began to listen more carefully to the unique language of its practitioners. "I haven't seen a leader in this space in terms of teaching people how to market, advertise, and run a business," she says. "So that's what I intend to do." As a bridge between the mystical and the practical, Erica will help people in this underserved niche build more viable and sustainable businesses. Good luck, Erica. Erica's shoddy statistic. Erica suggested the old chestnut, muscle weighs more than fat. "I've heard that from doctors and fitness coaches, and I used to repeat that myself," she admits. But when Erica said it to her coach at the gym, he quickly corrected her. "Muscle doesn't weigh more than fat," he said. "5 pounds is 5 pounds." The confusion comes from the fact that muscle is more dense than fat. Just as a pound of steel is small and hard, a pound of marshmallows is big and fluffy. But a pound is still a pound, no matter how much volume you need to get to that weight. Thanks, Erica. I hope we all remember that. Marketing Warfare and the Fabulous Flanking Campaign. For her book prize, Erica Vega picked Marketing Warfare by Al Rees and Jack Trout. That's one of my personal favorites. This book taught me the 4 types of marketing campaigns: offensive, defensive, guerrilla, and flanking. White papers can be used for any type, but my favorite is a flanking campaign. So here's how it works. Often one firm is the dominant player in a certain space, the acknowledged king of the hill with their own castle. You could attack them directly, but that's an offensive campaign, fighting your way up a mountain against a fortified position. It's hard to do, and you have no guarantee of success. It's much easier to use a flanking campaign. That's where you turn your back on the incumbent, find a nearby mountain, and declare yourself king of that hill. This works really well in tech, where you can create a new category with a cool acronym that suggests the latest and the greatest. Then you can steal customers away from the incumbent by calling them over to your mountain. If that company wants to fight, they have to claw their way up your mountain. And you get to wage a defensive campaign, which is probably the easiest of all. I've done white papers to help software companies outflank their competitors. It's always a thrill. You can tell it's working when a much bigger, more established company starts taking pot shots at your new acronym. Sometimes they even publish their own white papers to criticize yours. And the battle is on. Remembering John Gallup. "We fell silent for a month as our family grieved the death of my father-in-law. John was a kind and gentle dad to my wife and partner, Angie. He was also a wise Grandpa Gallup to our children, and a faithful husband of 56 years to his wife, Kathy. A lifelong hunter and fisherman, John was probably never happier than when he was out in the water. For example, one day the bush town of Searchmo flooded. As the principal of the town school, he paddled along the flooded highway to check out the building. When he saw any students out in their yards, he yelled, 'Come on, we're going to school,' as though his canoe was replacing the school bus. A Canadian, through and through, John played hockey well into his 70s and watched games on TV until the end. He was always a great storyteller. In his final year, he wrote a 73-page memoir that I had the pleasure to read before I wrote his eulogy. John was known to everyone who met him as a gentleman with a kind heart, a quick smile, and an amusing story to share. We miss you, John. We always will. Rest in peace. That's all for this issue. You can get all the previous issues of White Paper World from that whitepaperguy.com/newsletters. And to get every future issue, visit that whitepaperguy.com/subscribe. Until next time, good luck on all your projects. From that White Paper Guy, Gordon Graham.